Hello everyone, I came back today. It's actually more than 18s, and I came back with another lesson of the AJ's hook, Search for Meaning. Well, it was one of the inspiring and great lessons that I've studied, and I'm sure that most of the people and most of you have actually heard about this book, The Search for Meaning. It was a book that was written by Dr. Viktor Frankl. So if you've learned, I don't know, or if you've read this book, that you will understand that Dr. Viktor Frankl was in actually concentration camps in Germany, and his entire family was killed by Nazis, so it was really terrible. So in Dr. Viktor Frankl had a lot of falling and rising and had lots of problem and issues in this prison. He saw a different prisoner that they killed themselves, and he saw a different prisoner that they were killed by Nazis, and the Nazis put them on fire, and actually they hardly ever ate food, and it was really hard situations. And Dr. Viktor Frankl, he could give it two meaning. You could say to yourself that humanity is horrible, helping other people is horrible, you must to be cruel, you must to be, I don't know, kill everyone, and if I become free, I will kill Nazis, any Nazis in every place. Or Dr. Viktor Frankl could give this meaning that, yeah, I know that I had lots of falling and rising, I had lots of problem in my life, but I should go and tell other people that I had these horrible situations, but I'm still alive, and I'm helping other people to improve their lives, and I love other people. And you must love other people too. If you had a horrible and terrible situation, that's okay. But helping them in every and any situations. And most of us, in every situations, give it two meaning. Some of them is bad meaning, and some of them is good meaning. And most of us give that meaning subconsciously. So we have to do it consciously, because most of the time we give bad meaning. So it is common in learning English, it is common in, I don't know, learning mathematics, that for example you are learning mathematics and you have a problem and you are really bad at mathematics, and you can say, I'm bad at and horrible in mathematics, and mathematics is horrible, it's hard, I never learned this lesson. Or you can say, it's not me, it's just the methods, I have to find a better way, I have to find, I don't know, better teacher, I have to find a better way of studying. So it's really important to give a positive meaning and have a different view of these problems. Well, one of the nicest paragraph that I love it. It was that Dr. Herman Frankl told his or her students in Europe and America, that he said, I admonished my student that don't aim at goal, don't aim at success. You must aim at helping other people. You must find a goal that beyond just yourself. You must find a goal that not only benefit yourself, you must find a goal that benefit any people, benefit other people, not only you. So it's really important things that you have to pay attention. Choose a goal bigger than just yourself. And happiness, it's not, actually you must not pursue happiness. Happiness, it's ensue. If you aim at your work, if you aim at helping other people, actually you will find happiness. So that's the end of our audio or our podcast. So the things that you can do is actually find a meaning bigger than just yourself, And if you find meaning bigger than just yourself, you will find happiness and its unattended consequences. That's it, and thank you, and bye-bye.